Listening 6. Daily Routine. There is a nice proverb. The early bird catches the worm. If that is true, I am not going to catch the worm. And I am most definitely not an early bird. As I usually study or read a book until very late at night, I usually set my alarm clock for as late as possible. So I usually get up around 7, and I have just enough time to rush to the bathroom, clean my teeth, comb my hair, wash my face, drink some squash or tea in the winter, get dressed and run to school. Diligent students usually do their homework once they get back from school, as they still remember the issues taught, and they don't have to spend much time on it. Other students, like me, spend the afternoons doing things like sports and hobbies, or just go out, and then after dinner they deal with their homework for the following day. Other students, the early birds, set their alarm clocks for 6 in the morning and do their homework before going to school. I couldn't do that, because first, I never know how much time I will spend on my homework, and second, I hate getting up early, and I am not able to concentrate and think under pressure. In the morning, I usually have something to drink, tea with milk or squash or juice. I have breakfast very rarely, usually just at the weekends, because I don't have enough time during the week. I usually take a snack to school, bread or a roll with butter, cheese and salami or ham or pate, and eat it during the snack break, before 10 o'clock. I have my lunch in the school canteen, as it is quick and cheap. We always have soup as a starter and a main course of some meat and side dishes. As dessert, we are served vegetable or fruit salad, yogurt, or an apple or an orange. At about 6 or 7 p.m., we have dinner at home. It is usually something easy to prepare, sandwiches, sausages, or eggs. Our weekends are different, of course, because we spend more time at home. We cook our favourite dishes, which are more complicated and time-consuming as well. From Monday to Friday, I usually get up at about 7 o'clock, if I don't oversleep. I go to school by tram or by bus, and the rest of the way I walk. It takes me about 30 minutes in total. School starts at 8 o'clock, but some days at 7 and on others at 9, depending on our school timetable. Every lesson lasts for 45 minutes, and there is a 10-minute break between the lessons. There is a longer 20-minute break for snacks before 10 o'clock. On some days we finish after lunch, while on others we stay at school until 4 p.m. Then I'm really tired and fed up with school. The only good thing is that I attend many clubs and go somewhere nearly every afternoon. In the evening I have dinner and do my homework. Sometimes I study until late at night or I read a book. At the weekends I like sleeping till late, as on Fridays I usually go out with my friends to a disco, bar or the cinema. My mum usually cooks lunch, and my brother and I have to wash up afterwards. It is always messy in the kitchen. In the afternoon, I feel like having a nap, but rarely have time to do so, as I have to do my homework and study. For dinner, we usually have leftovers from lunch or sandwiches. I usually watch TV in the evening, or listen to music in my room and read. Sometimes we visit our relatives, or I go on a trip with my friends, which I like better. I am a very active person. I don't like hanging around doing nothing. My program is usually very tight, and I never have time to spend the whole afternoon watching TV or playing computer games as other teenagers do. I am a member of many clubs. I have many hobbies and interests. I go swimming every Saturday. On Mondays and Wednesdays I play the guitar. On Tuesdays I go to the drama club, and on Thursdays I attend a language course.